Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
Blitz, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour, pretty sportsy. A lot of NFL free agency stuff going on, a lot of college basketball. So, been on most of those things. Did not talk about your guy Alex Bregman.
We did not.
He's not happy with his contract, which...
Is he Mr. Big Chest now?
I don't know, but he was upset that they didn't give him more money. They gave him a raise, which if you're upset, be upset with the players union. And
yeah,
the,
this is what they're collectively bargained on.
And yeah, so I mean, next year in arbitration, he's going to get paid. But you know, I get why he's like Blake Snell's kind of in the same boat with Tampa.
Yeah,
they didn't even give him a raise. They just renewed him at the same number. And in Bregman's case, he at least got a raise, but he'll get his money.
Yeah, you got to wait your turn, though, bro. I don't know. I mean, do you feel bad for him?
No,
I don't either. I mean, the truth is, I mean, look, guess who else isn't making big money yet? Carlos Correa, and it's a guy who I mean, he'll make more than $1 million for the first time this season. So and you know he was
well the, yeah he won his arbitration case coming off an injury,
yeah,
so he's going to make decent money this year,
but he was picked a year before a year before Bregman was, so he's got one more year in this thing than Bregman does, and he was the number one overall pick. I mean, I don't know. Correa's been when did Correa sign? 2012 was that
so.
His
I think so,
and Bregman signed what, 2015? I mean, you just got to wait your turn. That's the way it works. I get you wish you were making more money. And I think the toughest thing for these athletes, and we've seen it this year with Bregman. Bregman is now he's a star. He's a star player. And when you're a star player, but you're not making the kind of money that star players around the league make, and your quality of life isn't what theirs is, you get frustrated. And it's understandable, but it is what it is. And until the baseball, they've got you by the balls with those first few years. And eventually, you'll get to where, if you're that good for that long, Look what Manny Machado's doing now. Yep. He's getting way more money than he deserves. And if you keep doing what you're doing, Bregman, at some point you'll get way more money than you deserve. But right now, this is the system. The system is when you're young, you don't make that much money. When you're old, you make more money than you should. I don't think it's right, but that talk to the players' union about that. That's what they wanted.
Well, it's relative. $640,000 is that's pretty good money,
especially good, in this city.
It's good money, but it's not. It's not the kind of. I mean, it's not the kind of money that like. Think about this. Alex Bregman has to look at Josh Reddick and go, "Man, that dude's making like how many multiples the money that I'm making this year." You know what I mean? That like Josh Reddick makes more in a month than Bregman does in a season.
But that's the system.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing you go like and said, collectively bargain something different. I'd be okay with paying these guys that are really good more money when they're young. You know, Chris Bryant, guys like that, were not getting paid.
Which,
after he won the MVP, he made $1 million, I think.
Let's throw this out there. Alex Bregman got a $6 million signing bonus when he got on with this team. So I can't imagine that he can't pay his bills. I mean, I'm sure he just wants, you know, the money that you can make it rain with, but that money will come.
Here's what he had to say. I'm just disappointed, and I feel like I outperformed that last year. I understand it's a business, but I feel like good business would be wanting to make a player who performed at a high level on your team happy and want to feel like he's wanted to be kept and feel like they wanted him to play here forever. I'm just disappointed it doesn't seem like the same amount of want.
Well, here's what I would say to that. I mean, if you remember, they made an offer to George Springer, you know, a while back. Like remember when Singleton and Springer both got the offers, and Springer was like, "Nah, I'll wait." They should offer him if he wants. We'll just say, "Yeah, we'll lock you up, and we'll give you, you know, $10 million, $12 million a year for the next 4 or 5 years." Do you want to do that? Do you think Alex Bregman would have said, "Yeah, I'll do that"?
No,
I don't think so either. Because he wants to get, I mean, what these guys' goal should be, in my mind, is to grind out whatever you're making. I mean, yeah, cry me a river. You get your $6 million bonus and making $600,000 a year to play baseball up until you hit that point where you go to free agency and then you get to make $20, $25 million a year. That should be your only goal. Stick with this. I mean, you don't want to sign a contract. To me, at least if it were me, I wouldn't want to sign a contract that would limit my ability to get to that big money as soon as possible. So,
Dustin brings up a good point. He's also getting that Adidas money now, too.
He's doing fine.
Yeah.
It makes more sense if you're Blake Snell because you actually won something last year. You were named the top pitcher in the league, and he got a whole $15,000 out of it. But Bregman still, you know, he's top five in MVP. But I tell him, you know what? You make top three in MVP, we'll pay you.
Yeah.
Well, and he's going to get paid next year anyway in arbitration. So if he doesn't have the same year, then, you know, maybe that's what he's worried about. I don't know. But it's not like they could give him a whole bunch of money in this thing.
By the way, year five before Bryce Harper made at least $1 million a year. That's the way it works, dude. You're in the early stages. And let's also keep in mind, Alex Bregman, 1 year you've put up numbers that are worth a big contract. 1 year. Go out there and do it again. And make it every year that you rack up these numbers gets you at a point where you're going to make this Bryce Harper, Manny Machado money. I will say this, though, for him. And this is where it's, if I'm him, I would be nervous because it looks like these giant contracts are getting tougher and tougher to get signed. Maybe he's saying, "God, I wish I could be locked up now for that big money instead of having to wait, because who knows what the landscape's going to look like." He probably sees guys like Dallas Keuchel standing there going, "How come I can't get signed anywhere?" And he's like, "Uh-oh." But this is the deal. This is the way baseball's working right now.
Yeah, maybe, but by the same token, both Machado and Harper,
they both got theirs.
They got their money.
It took a while, but they got it.
And if you're, even last year, JD Martinez got his deal done.
Yep.
It was late, but he got his money. And if you're that good, and hopefully he will continue to be that good, then he'll get paid at some point.
I mean, how long did Jose Altuve get underpaid?
Well, that's the thing.
He was winning league MVPs and batting titles and making nothing.
$5 million a year or something. And the contract he was under was,
I mean, it was a bad contract.
Yeah. So 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. 281 says Philly stacked their lineup with home runs, and now D-Jack's going to the Birds. Love it. He's Chris, the Philly fan, stuck in Houston. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you and Holly are celebrating today.
Yeah. You know, I mean, well.
I think that's a good weapon for them to have. I mean, yeah, and so their passing game with Jeffrey and Aguilar and Jackson and Ertz, that's a pretty good weapons to have. And their offensive line solid. I still think they need a running back.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on what you think of DeSean Jackson is now. I mean, this is a guy who...
He's not what he was, but I think he can still stretch the field, which that would help them a lot.
Yeah.
So.
And the other, can he stay healthy?
There's always that.
10 starts last year.
Yeah. Man, he's getting up there. He's been in the league, what, 12 years now?
Yeah, something like that. He's in his mid to low 30s, 32, 33 range. It ain't going to get better.
No, but he's also got a lot more around him. So 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Averaging 4 touchdowns a year over his last 5 seasons.
He's home now.
He's home. See.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you about my poker home, Lions Poker Palace. And guess what they're doing Wednesday at noon? They're doing a pot limit Omaha tournament. $2,500 bounty on Mr. Lion.
What?
Yeah. So make sure you get out there for that.
I would never win that. But you might.
No, I mean,
somebody might.
Somebody might, yeah. If you guys can play PLO, that's the thing to do. And, man, they had so many great tournaments over the weekend. They're giving out guaranteed money every night. They've got a tournament at 6:30, so if you want to go and play tonight, you can do it. Great room. Telling you, George, Najib, Mr. Lion, they know what they're doing over there, and they've put together, I think, the best room in the city and my favorite place to play.
Yeah, and we go to Vegas all the time, and we play poker in Vegas all the time, and those rooms, they're not on par with Lions. I mean, there's a couple, like, you can maybe go into the Venetian, and their poker room is as nice as Lions, but there aren't nicer poker rooms. I mean, this is a world-class poker room. Most of the poker rooms in Vegas now, you know what they are. They ain't pretty. Lions is just it's a beautiful room. The food is outstanding. There's televisions everywhere, which I appreciate because I like to watch a game while I play. I don't need to be laser focused the whole time. I like to relax and have fun with it. Lions Poker Palace. Follow them on Facebook. You'll get the information about all the poker tournaments and stuff like that they're doing. Fred mentioned what they got going on Wednesday. But the whole schedule, they post on Facebook. Every day they post, this is what our tournaments for the day. But go in and see this place for yourself. Until you do, you can't appreciate it. Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. You're going to love it. It's Lions Poker Palace.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780, ESPN's your number. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you got a great week ahead of you. Is it easier for parents with kids on spring break or harder?
I don't know. My wife and kids are gone camping, so it's super easy for me.
Oh, yeah, you got to like that.
Yeah.
So.
It's just hard for me to get home and get my dog taken care of. That's all I got to worry about.
Yeah, it's nice, though, with driving around the city and having about half the people on the road that we usually do.
Yeah.
Of course, it's about me. A couple of things that you might have missed was Patriots trading for Bennett, and then the Eagles go out and sign Malik Jackson for more money.
Yeah.
Isn't Michael Bennett a better player than Malik Jackson? I mean, Jackson's younger.
Yeah, that's all you're looking at, I would guess.
But they also get Bennett, who might be a better player than Trey Flowers.
Yeah.
And they're paying him less, and they let Trey Flowers walk. Those guys, And they let Trent Brown walk, but they drafted a guy in the first round last year who got hurt, who was supposed to play left tackle. I mean, they're going to be good again. Doesn't matter what they do. They just seem to find ways to fill holes. And, I don't think they're going away anytime soon.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Texans re-signed DeAndre Carter. That's a guy that I'm glad they're bringing back. He was a pretty good special teams guy when he stopped fumbling.
Yeah. He's
Kiki QT insurance is what he is.
That's what he boils down to, yeah.
I think they'll have to get somebody else who can play outside. Maybe Vincent Smith becomes that guy, because you just can't trust Will Fuller. And ideally, if Will Fuller has a healthy season, which would be his first, then they've got some real nice weapons there. But I still think they need help at running back. And then we've talked ad infinitum about the offensive line and corner, and it may need a safety now too, depending on what happens with Tyrann Mathieu. So we'll see. I know they tried to re-sign him, but it's hard. It'd be hard for me not to go out and see what I can get out there, especially when you start seeing the numbers that are being thrown at the Landon Collins of the world. And he's not going to make that, but that sets a pretty high bar for these guys. Just some minor things that the Texans did today. They re-signed Angelo Blackson, Carter, and then Joel Heath. So Christian Covington.
It's a lot of minor things.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's small stuff, but
I guess it adds up. But
yeah, those are all kind of key depth pieces. There's nothing there that you say, that guy's going to.
Yes, jackpot.
Yeah.
None of that.
They looks like Christian Covington's probably going to walk. So they also did the qualifying offers. Brandon Dunn, who, again, like Blackson and Heath, part of that interior rotation. Kaimi Fairbairn, your beloved kicker.
Yes.
And Brennan Scarlett.
That's a major move.
And Brennan Scarlett, who I like. I think he just seems to make plays when he's on the field. So hopefully they'll get all those guys re-signed. And those are small moves, but they add up. That means you don't have problems at all these positions.
Yeah.
You know what your problem positions are. I wonder if they recognize. Well, they've got to recognize that their offensive line is bad. I just don't seem to see any urgency in them to go out and do anything. And I'm okay with you not spending $10 trillion on Trent Brown, but man, you got to get somebody in here who can play at an NFL level.
Yeah.
And
I still expect them to do so. It's just, and I think the reason why we've talked about Trent Brown so much on this show is because we felt like he was the one sure thing left tackle out there. And I think that I still think he was the only sure thing left tackle out there. And now it would have been nice to have that locked up because let's face it, tackles, right tackles and guards and centers are easier to find in the draft than left tackles. If you don't have a top 10 pick, you're probably not getting like a cornerstone left tackle type.
So Texans haven't found them so easily in the draft.
Dwayne Brown. Hit the jackpot on Dwayne Brown. And if you remember at the time, everybody was like, Dwayne Brown, he can't play left tackle. He's not that good. And then he ended up being the best offensive lineman they've ever drafted. But since then, it's been a struggle.
And they got him fairly late in the first round.
They did. Later than you normally get a left tackle. So it's not impossible, but it's not easy.
Well, and even if you do get a good one, is he going to be ready next year to be good?
That's the question.
I mean, that's excuse me. I wanted to get your opinion on something, because are you familiar with Camille Kostek? She's Rob Gronkowski's girlfriend.
I'm not.
She's a model. Apparently, she posted a bikini picture last week as they were partying all over the place. And people just started body shaming the hell out of her.
Why? She thick?
She's a little thick, yeah.
Man,
there's a photo. I happen to think it's impressive as hell. But they were all over.
What are they shaming her about?
Hips and legs look too big, I guess.
Let me say this.
First off,
the dudes who get on the internet and talk about a girl being too fat, they probably ain't getting that kind of girl.
Oh, no, they're never getting that kind of girl.
And if they were to post a picture of themselves, like, they're most of the guys who talk about them being too fat wear T-shirts to the swimming pool. That's what most of those guys look like. Your T-shirt at the swimming pool guy And then you're talking about this model who's too fat because she's got booty, basically. Get out of here with that. You're a crazy t-shirt at the swimming pool guy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think she's freaking beautiful. I can't imagine. I mean, first off, why would you start criticizing somebody on Instagram for how they look?
It's dumb.
I mean, because, well, even if she didn't look good, why would you say anything?
What's the point? How does it help you?
Yeah. It's pathetic people who make them feel
really
better
is.
About themselves. So, yeah, you can, like, yeah, you can make fun of how I look. I don't have a problem with that. But somebody who's attractive?
It doesn't make much sense to me.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And somebody asked me if I was still sick because my voice doesn't sound right. I feel great. It's just today the voice is a little off. It's Friday I felt like crap and my voice was fine. So I figure by tomorrow I'll be 100%.
All right.
But I feel fantastic.
That's all that matters is how you feel.
Yeah, I'm having fun. It's a Monday, and it's going to be a fun week. Something's going to happen with the Texans. Something's going to happen with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
At some point, they're going to start signing some guys. Scarball's asking, this time frame in the NFL, how many calls or inquiries does a good GM make for players and receives for players? Yeah, that's probably a good question for Lance because his buddy is GM of the Colts. So we'll ask him that when he comes in here.
Is he coming in today?
Okay, good. That's a positive.
All right. I'm going to tell you guys again about Hoop Sporting Equipment. And my boys over there at ProDunkHoops.com. I've been looking into it to getting a basketball goal for my kids. And I was like, do I really want to put one on my house? Or do I want to put one here that, you know, is it going to – they can enjoy – what if I move? And then I was like, man, they've got so many options. Whatever you're worried about, they've got it for you. If you want one on your house, you want one in the driveway, you want one that's fully portable, they've got you covered. And these are the best goals on the planet, man. These are the thickest steel, 75% thicker than what you can get from the best brands in the big box stores. The tempered glass backboard is so strong that if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. And then a rust armor finish, 30 years maintenance free. You cannot beat this. They're adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet. So whatever age your kids are, they can have hours of fun out there. They don't need to be stuck inside playing on their stupid iPads all day long. Go out like you did when you were a kid and hoop it up in the driveway. Pro Dunk Goals, manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment. They are the best in the business. Get your new Hoops goal today. Go see all the different models, everything that they've got at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Or give them a call. 281, they'll tell you themselves what sets them apart. 281-351-9822. That's Pro Dunk Hoops, ProDunkHoops.com.
Restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Make sure to stop by Texas Mattress Makers and Katie this Wednesday from 4 to 7. The showroom sale is underway just for ESPN 97.5 listeners, and we'll be giving away a 4-pack of Monster Energy Supercross tickets. Come by Wednesday, 4 to 7, and the Texas Mattress Makers experts will show you how to get your best sleep. And if you haven't done this, guys, come by because they're like wizards. They'll put you on a mattress, and you'll say, oh, I like this mattress. And they'll go, no, this is the one that you should sleep on. And then you're going to go lay down on it. You're going to go, holy bleep.
What? How did they know?
Yeah.
They got to figure it out.
They do,
it's
man.
Science.
They do. So we'll be out there on Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Lamont said, Rich Lord used to make fun of Serena Williams, calling her Barry Sanders. Kind of pissed me off, and I called and asked him who was looking at his super pink ass. This was about 13 years ago. I met her, I think, at 2004 Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. She was at the hotel next to the Chronicle where we'd go get drinks sometimes. And one of the most beautiful people I've ever met in person. Mm-hmm. I mean, she, you know, she was made up and everything. And I mean, and plus she was just really, really super cool. So he can suck that. What's worse, body shaming a model or suit and tie shaming Fred? Oh, no, suit and tie shaming me is easy. You should do that all the time. Body shaming a model is worse by far. What's up, Lance?
Use that other one.
Yeah, Lance Erline.
Oh, it's working now.
Yeah, how about that?
Wasn't working so well earlier.
Yeah. Listen, we make things work for you.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
As long as they work for Raheel, too.
No, yeah, that's not our concern.
Yeah, we don't really care about him.
The real concern was making sure it worked for you.
Oh, well, yeah, as long as it works for me, then.
That's right. That's right. Yeah,
you're doing the suit and tie shaming thing again?
No.
Is that still going on?
I
just heard something.
It's going to happen forever now. And we've pretty much established.
Fred had a bad day.
People are going to make fun of what I wear and how I look for the rest of my life, so it's okay. Thankfully, I'm not really.
It feels like me every day when Dell whips out all the old sound bites that he's been saving on us.
So, yeah, when it comes to appearance, I have no self-esteem, so go right ahead.
Big deal, right? Yeah,
I have other things I'm good at.
I thought Lance Erline mock draft 2.0 was supposed to be out
so
today.
I got it mixed up. I thought it was, too, and then I guess my editor saw me post that on Twitter, and he was like, no, he said it's next week. Look at your email. So I missed the updated email because he figured out, oh, wait, that's right in the middle of free agency. That really would make that mock draft null and void. So
because they'll take this guy and then they sign a free agent.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's just completely. So
had the Texans taken – had they gotten Trent Brown today and you had them taking a guard or a lineman?
It actually wouldn't have mattered.
You're right.
It actually wouldn't have mattered. I still would have given him a tackle, but yeah, they didn't get Trent Brown, so that's besides the point. But yeah, it's some of these. There are going to be some big name signings that will alter the landscape of mock drafts and potential first rounders for sure. That the big ones, wave one, as we call it. Texans will not be involved in wave one. I didn't expect them to. After kind of digging around at the combine. I think they figured that it was not a very good it was just frankly not a very good strategy to spend dumb money on some of the early wave guys. They didn't do it with Nate Solder last year. They didn't do it with Trent Brown this year at that key position. And I think they're going to wait for wave two, which usually is where some of the smarter teams usually plunk their money. I'm not saying that some of the guys who signed today or who agreed today aren't good players, but you know, there's also some teams that have no business spending the money. The Nate Solder move last year for the Giants, I mean, that was just dumb. It was dumb money for a team who, frankly, it wasn't going to matter if they signed Nate Solder. He wasn't going to make any bit of difference in the grand scheme of things for them. That's like giving a 70-win team a closer. For what?
Well, then let's bring up the two biggest moves today. Trent Brown to the Raiders. In a way, I think, well, the Raiders are, they're at least, they go out and they get a left tackle. They bring in Antonio Brown. You may say the Raiders suck, but it looks like they're at least, they've got a bunch of draft picks.
Well, they're trying
to get right, so you got to give them some credit, right?
I give them credit for trying to get right. I don't think, Trent Brown to me always scared me because he was going to get maximum amounts of money for blocking for Tom Brady, the least sacked quarterback maybe in the history of the league per snap, which is not the hardest thing in the world to do. And then he's a guy who's had a chronic weight problem. I'm really, you know, I've always been worried that once he gets paid, he's going to balloon back up to 370 and be a problem. Maybe I'll be wrong, but that was always a concern for me, even though he was the best tackle in free agency, and there really aren't a lot of free agents out there at the tackle position. But, you know, in my opinion, when you look at what the Raiders, I'm not sure the Raiders have a plan, but they are trying to throw a bunch of guys out there, and they're hoping that it hits. And it might for them, because Antonio Brown is a high-risk, high-reward player. Trent Brown will make their offensive line better. He's better for them. They do have a bunch of draft picks. I mean, there's no way around all that. But you still have to have a plan. Like, you still have to say, okay, this is what we want to do with our money over the next 3 years. That's a team that let Khalil Mack go because they're cash-strapped financially, and yet they just spent a bunch of money on Antonio Brown and on Trent Brown, and we're not even sure they're going to be able to get into their new stadium in 2020 in Vegas. So I think that's a – I think that one's worth watching over there. A team that was considered cash-strapped who right now – I'm not sure how they're going to, you know, what the revenue is going to look like within the next couple of years.
Does it even make sense, like in hindsight, that they didn't want to pay Khalil Mack?
Yeah, not to me.
If you're going to spend that kind of money on guys like Trent Brown, and then you ship Amari Cooper out.
You send off Cooper and Khalil, and you get Brown and Antonio Brown.
It doesn't even make sense. And the, you got younger, cheaper guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That doesn't their process looks flawed right now. They look like they're flying by the seat of their pants. An elite rusher and I guess we're finding out a pretty good wide receiver. I mean, yeah. I didn't think so. Pretty much none of us thought he was when he left. And then you realize, ooh, it might be Derek Carr. And then you realize, ooh, crazy man Antonio Brown's rolling in town with Derek Carr throwing to him.
Yeah.
This should go great.
Well, the other
Kyler Murray or Haskins or whoever they draft,
whoever it may end up being, I guess is the that's. But I assume it's going to be Derek Carr, right? Because I think he's I think they need to see they're paying him. They need to see what they've got in him for sure. They need to be sure before they move
year
on
two
from
with,
him.
Yeah, probably so. Year two with now if they get a shot at Kyler Murray, they may take it at four. But yeah, year two with Gruden, we'll see. I mean, he showed some signs of life by the end of the year.
Now, the other guy, the other big signing that happened basically right away was Landon Collins. $84 million for 6 years with the Washington Redskins. Is that throwing a bucket of water on a forest fire?
That's what it feels like. It's a need they had, but you're spending that much. Are you really that close? You're the Redskins that you're going to throw that kind of money out there? I mean, that feels kind of crazy, to be honest.
Well, I could see how they think they're close. They were right there in the playoff race until Alex Smith got hurt last year.
Well, they're
year.
Not going to have Alex Smith next year.
Alex Smith, I mean, that's a problem. Is what are they doing at quarterback?
Mm-hmm. Colt McCoy and Case Keenum.
I mean, I wish you the best of luck. No offense to either one of those guys. I still don't know that I would put them anywhere near being ready to compete. I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted. Is Teddy Bruschi doing a gambling show on ESPN right now? Is this Teddy Bruschi that I saw up there? That's their new gambling show, I've heard. So, Cynthia Freeland, that's not Teddy, is he?
No, that's not Teddy Bruschi.
No, it's some other weird dude.
But Cynthia Freeland told me they were, I know this is going to be of interest to you guys, ESPN's throwing a bunch of programming at gambling. And Cynthia Freeland does the, you know, she does the.
Why haven't they called me?
Because you're already under contract with RJ.
Yeah, well, it's funny because. I was talking with somebody the other day. We've been ahead of the game on this for so long. It's interesting to see that, oh, now ESPN's going to start treating it like, you know, it's a big deal. It's kind of like, well, welcome to the club, guys. About time.
I mean, it's been going on. I told the story the other day about how you had me speak at an AP Sports Writers event in 2001. It was me, DeLoss Dodds, and then there was a lady who was sitting in for David Burst, I think, from the NCAA.
Yeah, she was in NCAA compliance. Yeah. She was like second in command.
And the topic was, should newspapers have point spreads of college sports?
Of course.
And, this was a legitimate question was, should they? And DeLoss Dodds didn't even want to be there, frankly, because he knows that all of his, you know, he tried to play the role of, well, you know, I mean, it might be a good thing to get rid of him, but he knows damn well that all his big boosters are gambling on football. I mean, give me a break. And then the NCAA had the predictable one, and I'm like, I couldn't believe how behind the times they were at that. And that was in Austin. We did that at Austin.
Yeah.
I was like, man, these guys really have no idea.
It was funny because it was like Lance and I were screaming into a wind tunnel.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all so buttoned up. But we did break some news in that. DeLoss told us that Vegas had contacted them about some betting problems in one of their games. And he actually talked about that. And, you know, and that's why it's important that Vegas monitors stuff.
And that's the whole point is I remember bringing up that's what Arizona State, you know, it was Vegas that caught the weird Arizona State betting trends in the basketball game in the mid 90s. And they're the ones, Vegas is the one who alerted them to an issue with what turned out to be a fixed game.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's amazing how far behind a lot of these guys are. But now ESPN's going to throw their substantial weight behind it. Although I hear that they, I don't know, you know, we'll see what that does. It is interesting. If you're going to have legalized weed, then I don't see how anyone could make a case against legalized gambling. I don't see it. And especially if all the sports leagues go to some form of legalized weed.
I'm hoping that this just turns into it's legal everywhere. I'm hoping that you can play poker online again soon, like legally. I just think that there's so many things, like the society in general is getting less uptight about things like that.
Yeah.
And people are starting to realize, man, you should just be allowed to do what you feel like doing. Well, and you're a grown-ass man.
How about we can tax the hell out of it and make a lot of money off of it?
Exactly.
Yeah. So much money off of it.
One more free agent signing I wanted to get into and get your thoughts on was Nick Foles. And I'm going to read you a list of quarterbacks, and I'm going to let you guess what they all have in common. Russell Wilson, Ben Roethlisberger, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, Cam Newton, Tom Brady, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz. Patrick Mahomes, too. Deshaun Watson, too. They all have this in common.
Not first-round picks, not all Super Bowl appearances.
No.
Don't tell me they're all paid less than...
All paid less than Nick Foles now.
Come on.
All of them. Nick Foles, the 11th highest-paid quarterback in the league.
Where's Brady at now?
Brady is number 20, 15 mil a year.
Good thing Brady doesn't pull an Antonio Brown.
The list of quarterbacks, and this is the craziest part, the list of quarterbacks ahead of him, Joe Flacco, Alex Smith, Andrew Luck, that one makes sense, Derek Carr, Drew Brees, that one makes sense, Matthew Stafford, Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan, and Aaron Rodgers makes sense. But, I mean, it's crazy the way the top 12 are generally worse than the second 12, and those top 12 are making just crazy money.
I bet you guys haven't talked about this, and John and I didn't talk all the way about it, but it's becoming increasingly clear to me. So Jeff Allen, former Texan, came out and said Antonio Brown got a huge victory for all of us. I'm glad he acted like that, yada, yada, yada. And what the players see is a guy who could go scorched earth to get what he wanted. And now the thought is Odell Beckham is getting ready to do the same thing. So in other words, the contracts don't matter, renegotiations don't matter, the guaranteed money doesn't matter. Now, Antonio Brown didn't have guaranteed money left on his contract. He had a contract left but not guaranteed. So he went, you know, ballistic and he got what he wanted. Do you guys realize that he's not the first? People are acting like he's the guy that started it. It was Dwayne Brown started it. Dwayne Brown didn't have guaranteed money, and he used something that was several years old and used that as a leverage card to get moved, which is a shot against his owner and to be able to go out and call him a racist and get, you know, and utilize what he had. And I'm not trying to minimize Dwayne's comments, but what I'm saying was Dwayne, we all knew he wasn't coming in camp. He wanted his money guaranteed, fully guaranteed. That's what he wanted. And all of a sudden, it went from wanting it guaranteed to having a card that he could play from a leverage standpoint and push his way out of town, and that's what he did because he didn't have that guaranteed money. Antonio Brown wanted that guaranteed money. This is going to be very interesting if Odell Beckham Jr. does this too, because what we're going to start seeing is I think we're going to start seeing players who realize if I am a big enough pain in the ass, I might be able to get completely redone 3 years in advance and get the money that I want. And if that's the case, then the foundation, the pillars of the collective bargaining agreement will completely crumble. And the only way to get away from that is going to be to give 100% guaranteed money to every player in the NFL or all the contracts or most of the contracts, at least the big contracts will get it. And then if you do that, can you just complain your way out of town whenever you – will players just start complaining their way out of town anytime they want to leave?
Well, you know who else did that? It didn't complain his way out of town, but he complained his way into new contracts was Andre Johnson.
Yeah, and he signed a bad deal. His uncle negotiated a bad deal for him. That was after 1 year they had to redo it.
How about this idea? Don't let your uncle negotiate your deals for you. You want to cut that dude a check? Just Kevin cut
Master
you a check.
Don't let Master P do your contract if you're Ricky Williams, and don't let your uncle do it.
Those are the two guys. If I were, honestly, anybody's uncle, unless your uncle is like his last name Steinberg
or Rosenhaus.
Uncle Drew.
Yeah,
just other Uncle Drew.
Yeah. All right, that's Lance Zierlein. You can hear him on the bench every day from 7 to 9:30. And see him on NFL Network basically all the time because I'm having to find filling guys for him all the time. So, appreciate you coming in and making time for us, Lance.
Yeah, find fill-ins for me. I'm doing a show on I've only missed two shows.
Well, that's true. You've been pretty solid.
Yeah, I do it from now. That's going to be a pain in the ass doing it from 5 a.m. in L.A. It is what it is. But you know what? I'm hoping to go to England for the Texans game because then my show will be on at 4 p.m.
Let me tell you what happened.
I'm also hoping to go out there for that.
You guys would have like a midnight show.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean, the wife and I were talking about just going.
Yeah.
So now
I'm not going there.
I'm trying to get it arranged that we actually go.
You can't fly. They probably won't let you go.
I'm not going there.
Yeah,
you're on a no-fly list, probably, I would imagine.
I don't like to go. I don't like to leave America.
At all?
No. Not my thing.
You worried that you wouldn't be able to get back in?
Kind of.
I
got jails abroad.
I don't know. You never know what'll happen over there. I don't like going places where they hate Americans, which is pretty much everywhere.
It's not, but I can do accents, so I'm
good. Yeah, that's
I think when you do an accent, they hate you more.
No, I can do an accent for their country. You
can do a British accent.
Yeah, I can do a British accent.
Yeah, but they'll sniff out that fake British accent.
And I'll do Australian.
They'll sniff that out.
South African. I'll do South African. How's that?
Yeah.
They're going to sniff that out.
You can always know what a blood diamond is, Bruce. And it's just like, blood diamonds.
And then they say, where are you from in South Africa? South.
Yeah. Exactly. The suburbs. All right, man. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Thought they didn't have that much apartheid.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, if you haven't got it yet, the greatest gambling novel ever. Just go to JesusTheNovel.com. Rave reviews from everybody who's read it. So it's really good, if I say so myself. Hey, let's do a giveaway. Has your child ever dreamed of playing football with Houston quarterback Deshaun Watson?
Never. Just kidding, he has.
Kids in grades 1 through 8 can attend the Academy Sports and Outdoors Deshaun Watson Football Pro Camp in partnership with First Community Credit Union, powered by Reliant, May 11th at Episcopal High School. We'll take caller 5 at 713-780-3776. You can join Deshaun and his Houston area coaches for small group instruction on football fundamentals and fun.
I like fun.
That was one of the cool things about growing up with my dad being in the journalism business. Like I got to go to a Don Wilson pitching camp and a Dan Pastorini quarterback camp and pretty much every kind of cool camp. It was a lot of fun. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We go to Arizona where a young lady wanted to take a selfie.
Okay.
At the Arizona Zoo.
Yeah, I heard this story.
And so most of the time, those barriers they have exist for a reason, right? She crossed over a barrier to get a selfie taken, and she was attacked by a female jaguar.
Yeah. Did she get that pic or no?
I don't know, but she did get her arm torn up.
Did you see the picture of it?
Yeah.
There's like a chunk of meat hanging out of her arm.
Gross. I hate to tell you this, but if you're in a jaguar enclosure, you are meat.
Yeah.
You are jaguar meat.
Wise, guys.
And,
too bad she wasn't like that guy who strangled the mountain lion with jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, it turned out that was a mountain lion cub.
Oh, listen. A win's a win, Fred.
Yeah, I think there has to be an age limit.
The streets have no weight class.
Okay. So So the visitor,
you're a hater. You are a hater.
I just, you know, it sounds a lot less impressive that it was like a 3-month-old mountain lion that he killed.
I mean, did the mountain lion attack him?
Well, yeah, but he's probably small enough you could have tossed him. You didn't have to kill him.
They still have sharp claws, talons.
Yeah, so throw him 20 feet. That'll slow him down. This knucklehead sustained non-life-threatening injuries to their arm from one of their female jaguars. At the request of the family, paramedics were called. At no time was the animal out of its enclosure. I love that you have to say this, zoo person. Please understand why barriers are put in place. Sending prayers to the family tonight. Now, don't send prayers to the family. Well, pray that they don't have any other kids this dumb.
Yeah.
And she's in her 30s. So she did go back and apologize. She said she feels horrible about the bad publicity the zoo is getting regarding the incident. It's like, I don't think the zoo's getting bad publicity. I think you are. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day. All right, let me tell you about mycomputercareer.edu. Listen, if you're stuck in a job that you're not in love with or you're just not making enough money in, get out of it. Do something about it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Many of their graduates, when they started, could do little more than turn their computer on and off. But my computer career comes in, and they take people who have no IT experience, and they help them start an IT career. You attend classes on campus or live online twice a week. You'll get everything you need, all the skills, all the certifications to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they partner with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You know who it is. It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.